Today in our CJMQ 88.9 Cube studio, we have Brad Riley, Heather Major, Rosalie James, and Matthew Nutbrown. They're all young people who are working in collaboration with the Hope Community Church Youth Group and the Lenoxville Youth Center. Welcome to CJMQ.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, so now you're about to go out onto the streets. Actually, you're about to go to Alexander Street in Sherbrooke and hand out bag lunches to people in need. So, Matthew, can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so basically this idea, this program started about 3 years ago. It was my parents who brought this idea forth. They used to initially call it Jacob's Ladder Project, just through different ideas and church projects and stuff, the name came to be. Basically, we're going out to Sherbrooke and working with La Coalition des Travailleurs de Rue, which is an organization that focuses on people in need, the homeless people, people with low incomes, and make sure they have services available to them and like hot meals and just different social services for them, and just make it available for them and know what their resources are. We started that about 3 years ago through a church organization, and since I've been working at the Lenoxville Youth Center, my parents suggested to bring the idea to the youth of Lenoxville instead of just having, people from churches doing it. So this year what we're doing is we're doing it through two youth centers, two youth groups per se. We're doing it at the Lenoxville Youth Center, which is a community-run youth center in Lenoxville, and Hope Community Church's youth group, which is a youth group run by Hope Community Church.
Okay, so now Heather Major is from the Hope Community Church, right? So is this the first time that you will be taking part in this?
Well, actually, the HCC Youth does a missions activity every month, and we try to reach out to people in the community. We just try to really help people around us to bring more focus to the church, mm-hmm. and it's actually a really good program. And we also do reaching out to the youth in town with just a fun activity every month to bring youth to our church. So it's not the first time we've done something like this, but more giving things to people like in the community in Sherbrooke is new to us.
Okay, so how big is your group?
Usually it's every Thursday from 7 to 9, about 50 people, and sometimes a little bit more, ranging from 50 to 70.
Okay, now Rosalie James, you're with the Lenoxville Youth Center, right?
Yes.
And so how long have you had a share in this?
Well, I've been a part of the Youth Center since last year, and this is the first time I'm doing something like this.
Okay, so now you're about to go out there in an hour or so, and what do you expect to find?
Well, I'm just hoping that we're going to be able to help a lot of people and that people will be coming and be able to benefit from what we're doing.
That's great. We also have Brad Riley. Is this a first time for you, or have you done this before?
Well, with the Youth Center, we've done various activities like this, mm-hmm. but this is my first participating in one.
Okay, so Matthew, you said you've done this previously, and you've actually brought the box lunches, and so what was the response in previous years? How did that go?
Oh, it's awesome, and the organization we work with really appreciate it. It's a small organization, so there's probably about 7 or 8 people that are on the streets on a weekly basis, and they don't necessarily have all the time in the world to organize things like this. Mm-hmm. So it's always appreciated when a group will come in and help them out with this. I enjoy this activity with doing it with youths, especially because it takes away the stigma of people with that are low income or homeless people. They're just like people that are like you and me, and they just they just like people. They like talking. They like engaging in conversations, music, and stuff like that. So it's not only appreciated by them, but for us as well, because it shows these people in a whole new light.
Right.
Which is really cool.
Right. And so they do appreciate this.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Well, I won't keep you any longer because I guess you have to get out there. So good luck today. And it's really great to see young people doing such good work. Thank you.